You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. From your aunt's famous ambrosia salad to grandpa's stash of peppermint bark, the holiday season brings out all kinds of not-so-healthy food options that we tend to overindulge in. Today, we're going to embrace it, all these junk foods with our resident junk foodie, Chris Molina. He joins us to talk about some of his favorite holiday junk food guilty pleasures. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
And before we jump in, you can join in at 800-642-1234. What is the snack you can't resist this time of year, in December, around the holidays, around New Year's, too? What can't you get enough of? What do you look forward to all year? What do you have a hard time stopping? 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Chris, what are some you? I mean, you and I are big junk food fans, for better or worse.
I think that's a fair assessment.
Yes. So what are some of your favorites?
I mean, so what I remember from the holidays growing up was those little, like, chocolate candies. I think they had caramel in them, and they had toffee on top of it. And I remember my mom always used to call them litter box candies. And I don't know. Which, I mean, because that toffee is kind of ground up,
sure,
and put on top. I feel like I just threw my mom under the bus on the air. But really, it was cute. I liked it. I remember we used to get them by the tinful around the holidays. And that's kind of like what I associate with this time of year. And I always have to have some of that around Christmas. If I don't, it doesn't feel like the season.
Yeah, I had the sugar cookies with frosting on one side of my family that my grandma made. And I would always, she'd make a show of hiding them in the garage so nobody could get to them earlier. And I'd always find them. And my aunt on my other side of the family makes Buckeyes, kind of a dirty word in Wisconsin this week, but you know, those peanut butter surrounded by dark chocolate.
Oh,
I could. She started setting aside a bag for me.
Is that a Michigan thing? I've never actually heard that term before used for a snack like that.
I don't know. I don't know where that's from.
Huh.
Yeah, maybe we symbolically eat the natural foe of Michigan, the Buckeye. I want to bring out a caller at 800-642-1234. Brian is on the line in Connersville. Brian, hi.
Hi, how's it going?
All right, what is your junk food of choice, Brian?
Liver pate.
Yum. What is that something you just eat around the holidays, Brian, or is that a year-round treat?
Oh, that's just the holidays. I'd have a heart attack if I ate it all year.
Yeah, what is it? Is this something you ate going back as a kid, or is this a recent pickup for you?
Well, I've always been kind of skinny. The relatives were feeding it to me when I was a kid.
All right. Okay. So it's a weight maintenance program. And do you go for the sweet stuff too, Brian, or is it just the pate?
Oh, it's just about everything. The cookies and the candies and the liver pate is it.
Fantastic, Brian. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah, my head goes to the sweet stuff, Chris, but it's not just that.
I was just thinking that same thing. I always think of like the candies, the cookies, the cakes, the thing like that. But yeah, it could be something savory too. Another dish that I remember from holidays, and I think this was a little bit of both, was like a banana yam casserole. So it had the bananas in there. It had the yams. It had some kind of like crushed up cookie or something. And then probably a copious amounts of sugar. But it had that savory element to it as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the sweet thing. It can be whatever you want it to be.
Judith is making faces at casserole. This is a sweet, not a savory. We're not pouring onion. No, we're not putting the mushroom soup on it.
Sorry, banana casserole just doesn't do it for me. But I'm all about the liver pate.
Okay. We're looking for your favorite holiday junk foods, whether they are holiday themed or just stuff you really indulge in this time of year. 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Email ideas@wpr.org. We heard from Paul, who says, cookie. Need I say anything more? C's for cookie. That's good enough for him. And we heard another one. If we can scroll up here. Linda said, on Facebook says, cookies and cookies and cookies. I always make at least four completely different kinds. Hard to go wrong with cookies this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forever.
And, you know, I don't eat a ton of cookies all year round. And actually, you're going to call me a liar because I bring in the crazy Oreos all the time.
Yeah.
But it does seem like there is this strong connection with the holidays and cookies. And you might go all year long without never craving one. But, like, the calendar hits December and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got to get me a sugar cookie.
Yeah. And it's the kinds of cookies, you know, people really go all out and make lots of different cookies that we wouldn't eat the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're often the kinds that you can't really find in the store.
True.
Either, you know, the fancy elaborately decorated cookies or whatnot. Like there's just something about that homemade cookie that you can't really like recreate in this commercial product, which I think, you know, makes it extra special for this time of the year.
And I'm actually going to a cookie making party. I think it's this Saturday at a friend's house. She every year has this like Scandinavian cookie making. I love this. This is a lot of fun. A lot of cookies I hadn't had before. This is not part of my heritage.
So what will you be bringing to this cookie party?
I will probably try to bring something with protein, like cheese or something, to balance out all the sugar that I'm going to consume.
And then how many different kinds of cookies are you able to bring home with you after the party?
I mean, I bring a little... she has like 8 or 10 different classic Scandinavian cookies. So this is a production. It's a lot of fun. Hey, let's go back to our callers. Tracy is on the line in Green Bay. Tracy, hi.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I heard the savory option with the pate earlier, and immediately my mind went to cannibal sandwiches, raw seasoned beef with sliced onions and salt and pepper on a rye crisp.
Is this something you go for around the holidays, Tracy, in particular?
It's something that is almost always there at our holiday celebrations. It's certainly, it's available in the Green Bay area, Northeast Wisconsin area. At Salmon's in particular is where we get it from. So we can get it any time of year, but it's always at our holiday, gathering.
And Tracy, have you ever brought like outsiders to the family thing and they see this and they're like, what is going on here? What is that?
Yes, particularly when I called in, I was saying, I think this went further and further out of mainstream when, it became well known that, you could get really sick off of raw hamburger. and so that's usually the kind of looks that we get, horror, like, oh my God, why would you serve that?
Tracy, thank you so much. But these are big in Wisconsin. We get calls about cannibal sandwiches, the raw meat, all the time.
We do, yeah. I've heard from a couple of listeners who remember this from their childhoods and who make it well into adulthood as well. And, I sort of wonder about the history of it, too. It's sort of got the unappetizing name.
Right.
But, I don't know, you could put onions, you could put salt and pepper on just about anything. And, it's got a taste not too bad. I don't know.
And then maybe cook it. Yeah. Nick, thank you, Tracy, for that. Nick is with us next in West Bend. Nick, hi.
Hey, guys.
What do you got for us, Nick? Are you going to go sweet or savory for us?
Sweet.
Yes.
All right.
my mom has been making 4-layer desserts since I've been a baby. 40 years old now, still makes it 2 pans every Christmas.
So what are the layers in a 4-layer desserts?
It would be like crushed almonds, graham crackers mixed with butter, and then it's laid out, smoothed out on a pan with chocolate pudding and whipped cream on the top.
Well, nothing wrong there.
No.
You've been eating this since you were a kid?
Yeah, ever since I can remember. She makes an extra pan so I could bring it home to my,
Nice.
For later on usage.
Nick, thank you so much for sharing that. That sounds great. And I think, as a parent, this has got to be something you appreciate, because this is one realm where you get to treat your kid as a kid, no matter how old they are, you get to make that special treat.
Yeah, the rules that you might have in place all year long, maybe they can go out the window for a little bit. And then, you can introduce them to stuff that, you remember having as a kid, and I think that could be a great family bonding moment, definitely.
Nick, thanks so much. We'll go next to Laura on the line in Adams. Laura, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What is your holiday treat you can't stop eating?
Well, I could stop eating it, but it was a definite memory of forever growing up of mom spending hours and hours making rolled out cookies to have a Christmas decorating contest out of it.
And did you like go for super elaborate colorful decorations, or were you more of a minimalist, Laura?
Oh no, you got to go elaborate, but I never won because Grandpa always was the judge and he always won.
He judged his own cookies and won.
Yeah.
I think we need a further review there.
I think he might have had it rigged.
And Laura, do you make sugar cookies yourself now?
Some. I can never top my mom's quantity. She was queen of it all. But yeah, I do.
Laura, thank you so much for sharing that. And yeah, the making them is a big part of the story, Chris.
I think that's a huge part. Yeah, just the experience of, getting together and having like the fun shapes that you could use on the blank sheet of cookie dough. There's something exciting. There's something like, I don't know, viscerally satisfying about taking that cookie cutter and putting it into like the soft dough and then just like peeling it out and putting it on the baking pan. There's something immensely satisfying about that. And it's one of those things too where the end result is great. The cookies are going to be awesome, but the process is really fun too. Like it's almost as good as actual sitting down and eating the cookies. And you can't say that about everything that you cook.
True. And kids, don't do this at home. Did you eat the cookie dough?
I may have eaten some cookie dough.
I ate a surprising amount. I will say, and when I started making my own cookies, it may have happened that like a roommate and I would eat all the cookie dough and not actually ever make a cookie.
It's easy to do. I mean, you put it in the bowl and you're like, all right, I'll have a couple of, or maybe one handful of it. And then, yeah, it goes pretty quickly.
We defy danger and live to tell the tale. Laura, thanks for that call. Chuck is with us next in Eagle. Chuck, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What is your treat, Chuck?
Cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Like straight up or funky, different, weird kinds?
Oh, no, straight up. That's the only way to have it.
Now, I have a cheesecake eating story. I was sent home from a holiday celebration this year with some cheesecake in a Ziploc bag, which didn't quite make the trip home very well. So the pieces that were in there were kind of all smashed together. So instead of trying to pick them out and recreate them, I just opened up the bag and took the fork and just went to town straight like that. Have you ever done anything like that, Chuck?
No, I've just basically sat myself down in front of the cheesecake, period, and just, went at it.
You don't leave room for leftovers then?
Right.
All right. That's what I like.
Chuck, thanks a lot for that call. I do like, I've had really good pumpkin cheesecakes that people have made and chocolate cheesecake. I've never made a cheesecake myself, have you?
We're talking about making a cheesecake at home. We got a family size box of Oreos as a gift, as a housewarming gift, as sort of like a haha, very funny, you like Oreos. And I'm like,
from somebody who knows you.
I'm like, what am I going to do with these 10 sleeves of Oreos? So we're talking about making like a Oreo cheesecake with it. So if I do that, I'll have to report back with the results.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all of your calls. Ooh, a couple more via social media and whatnot. Steve from Eau Claire says pickled herring. And from Addison, too many to choose, so let's have a Tom and Jerry. She'll drink her treat. You can keep sharing your favorite holiday junk food treats over at the Ideas Network Facebook page. And Chris, how about a seasonal commercial release? You like really weird seasonal stuff.
I'll tell you, I love eggnog shakes. Uh-huh. I will normally avoid the fast food drive-thru for 11 months out of the year, but as soon as I see that thing go up on the Culver's sign, I'm in the drive-thru.
All right, Chris, thanks a lot. A lot of fun.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Chris Molina, WPR producer and resident junk foodie. We've been talking about our favorite guilty pleasure junk foods we eat around the holidays. You can still share your favorites again on the Ideas Network Facebook page.